at Hill Family Chiropractic, our passion is to see families become stronger, healthier, and happier. With an evidence-driven approach to wellness and chiropractic care, we help patients, young and old, get back to the healthy life they were meant to live. Visit hillfamilychiropractic.com or call us at 417-339-3978 today to begin your family's journey to becoming stronger, healthier, and happier. Hello and welcome to another episode of Stronger, Healthier, and Happier, the official podcast of Hill Family Chiropractic. I'm Michael, and with me is Dr. Jared Hill, chiropractor, CEO of Hill Family Chiropractic, founder, owner, all of those things. How's it going?
Going great. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's getting cool now. It feels like fall out.
I love it.
We have soccer games this weekend, and the high is like 60-something degrees.
It's perfect soccer weather.
I'm very excited to coach a soccer game in the fall temperatures.
Yes.
How about you? What are you excited about this coming
week? Well,
definitely
excited for soccer as well.
Yes.
My son Dylan, we're going to Kansas City for his games this weekend. And it's just
nice.
Going to be a fun soccer day. But as far as the office excitement, we've got our October Fitness Challenge that has launched and started and going really well. I'm really excited. There's a lot of patients that are jumping in and getting started. What's interesting today, there was a member that signed up and she's been coming in, you know, the wife has been coming in and trying to drag him in. And finally he jumped in with this October challenge and, he was a little skeptical of just trying to, it's been a while since he's been working out and getting things going, but he did our first class and loved it. And he's super excited. And
that's awesome.
You could tell he got a good workout and, but he's pretty excited. And what's amazing too, what I'm surprised about is how many couples are actually signing up. And I love to see that just because of them being able to keep each other accountable or be on the same page. And we are Hill Family Chiropractic. So, you know, just...
It's on the sign outside.
It is.
The word family's in the name. It's on the t-shirt.
Oh, actually, our new Hill Fit shirts. You know?
Yeah.
So,
Next
Level Fitness.
If this video goes live, which it's gonna, it's going to.
Okay.
Okay. Even if there's difficulties, I'm going to make it happen. You can see the Hill Fit t-shirt. Or he'll fit.
Yeah, the last video, the last podcast, you may not see that one. I don't know. We'll see.
No, there will be no seeing. It is corrupt.
It was so great, though. You missed it.
You can hear it, though. You can listen.
True.
But you just can't see it. So today, though, in the podcast, this episode, we're going to talk. This is the fourth episode of Stronger, Healthier, Happier. We're going to discuss today the next part of Better Results Faster series. We talked about We talked about overall health and the difference between health, how we know we're healthy and how we are. It's not based on how we feel, but how we function. We talked about what that function is, meaning the central nervous system, how it works, how it branches off onto the other organs in our body, and how it all comes from this like information superhighway down the middle of our body called the spinal cord, where all of the messages travel from our brain to the rest of our body. Well, today we're going to ask a question, what is the protection for that highway? How does that protect us? And you know, what does that mean? And what things in our lives, what do we do in our lives that impact that protection? And so my first question is just exactly that. What is it that protects the central nervous system in our body?
You bet. Well, actually, if I can back up for just a second before we jump into that. And just in case if this is your first time tuning in to just the Better Results Faster workshop, what we're talking about, we're kind of breaking it down into little segments because this is a workshop that we do for all of our patients that as they start care because we want them to get better
results faster.
Yeah.
That's right.
Anyway, but so that's where we're breaking it down into different parts and just trying to help people understand better how to take care of their body and what the choices they're making and so forth. So that just kind of leads us into like what you're talking about, the spine. And the last episode, I would have to say, was probably my favorite so far. I mean, I love talking about the nervous system because that's what controls everything in the body. And I'd say probably the second most favorite so far would be today because what protects the nervous system, which is your spine.
Mm.
And surprise, wow, the chiropractor's talking about the spine.
Wow.
But you think about, do you know of any other organ system that has like an armor to protect it? You know, it's pretty amazing how God designed the skull to protect our brain and then this spinal column, these bones, you know, to these 24 movable segments of these bones to actually protect the spinal cord, which is that superhighway you're talking about that controls everything in the body. That central nervous system controlling 100% of all organs, glands, tissue, cells in the body. So we need to have a good protection.
Right. Sure. So so you've got the central nervous system, the spinal cord, everything coming down through the middle of the spine, and then you've got all those spaces where the messages are getting sent through, right?
Yeah.
And chiropractic happens in those spaces. Is that right? Is that a good way to think about it?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to think about it. Is you think about it, when our body is in alignment, it's just going to work better. It's going to work more efficiently. So, for example, the spine itself, it has these joints that lock it in together, all the spinal segments. They're these facet joints. And that's where, like, you know, some people hear these cracking and popping noises and things like that. That's just air that comes out of those fluid-filled synovial joints, just like a knuckle would. You know, if somebody was to pop a knuckle, that's an air that's released out of that. Well, along your spine, to allow it to twist and bend and shift and all the things it does, it has these facet joints that lock it all in place together. And so many times when we make an adjustment, there's different techniques, you know, with adjusting, you know, tools or drop tables or using your hands and manual and so forth. So some techniques, you know, create that popping noise, that release, and some don't. But the main thing about that, and kind of to move on, is that popping noise does not matter whether or not the adjustment was successful, because there's a lot of people that manipulate their spine and their neck and their back and can cause popping. And that's just the moving the spine around and getting those joints to open up, and it releases that noise. And I think that's where a misconception, a lot of people go, oh, wait, it didn't pop, or, oh, it popped, that was great. And really, that doesn't matter to us on if we're getting the segment in alignment and functioning the way it's supposed to. We want to be very specific adjustments, not a general manipulation to cause a popping noise.
Gotcha. So you're saying that the TikTok videos that... somebody wraps a towel around somebody's neck and gets a big old nasty pop, that doesn't mean that's a better chiropractor than somebody who doesn't get the big old nasty popping sound?
Well, yeah, there's all kinds and sorts of techniques out there. And you know, that could have been exactly what that person needed. And maybe not. I don't
that
know.
Was a
I
can't, very I can't, diplomatic answer.
I can't be the judge of that. I didn't check him out. So I don't really know what was going on with them specifically. But when it comes to the noise, it doesn't matter whether or not it was successful or not, or whether it got the proper alignment and function, so that way the nerves can actually send and receive those messages that you were talking about.
Gotcha. It's funny. As I was editing the last episode, I was listening to the part where I was talking about my breaker system and my internet going out, right?
Yeah.
And we were using that as an example. So what's hilarious is, no joke, the example, the metaphor continues, because I figured out the problem and there was something wrong, something corrupt or something in the main cable that goes from my internet receiver outside to the one inside that gives me Wi-Fi everywhere else. So when I replaced that cord with a brand new one, everything worked.
Wow.
So there was something interfering. I don't know if the breaker tripping fried it, or if it got fried some other way, which started tripping the breaker. But either way, the symptom of the breaker tripping plus not having internet working in my house caused me to go through all the issues to figure out it's the main cord that goes from my router to the signal receiver outside, that once that was replaced, meaning cleared of all interference, right?
Yeah.
The signal is working and my wife's happy because she can watch Netflix again.
There you go.
So,
yeah, great analogy of there's many of things. Sometimes we don't even know the cause. Like, how did the wire get fried? Sometimes we don't even know the cause of, like, how did this happen? But the great thing is, if you can find the problem, then there's many a times there's a way to restore proper alignment or function or replace something. And of course, in our body, it's tough to replace things. So that's why.
And what I did was I ordered something on the internet to replace a certain plug that comes in and sends more signal out. And I tried using that to fix it, and it just didn't work. Like, the signal still wasn't strong enough to completely fix my problem. It looked like it may work for a little while, and then it just wasn't good enough, right? And so I tried everything except the main core source of the problem.
Yeah.
And it still didn't fix. I was just feeling the metaphor the whole time. I was working on my internet at home. I was like, I gotta remember this for the podcast.
I hope it gave you some joy as you're working through that.
It did. Yeah. I was a little frustrated at times, but it gave me, that metaphor brought me through.
There you go.
Carried
Perfect.
Me through it.
Perfect.
So So yeah, so your spinal cord being protected by this suit of armor, it's really interesting because like you said, we have all this tissue, all these organs in our bodies that are just seemingly floating in there, you know, attached to each other. They're just there. And sure, we've got our rib cage and things, you know, but there's so many issues, things that can go wrong with us. But there's very few things in our body that can damage us as badly as when something happens to our spine, when we break our back, or when we have a serious issue with our neck or our back, right? You hear the worst thing as a dad I can tell my kids when they're doing something rambunctious and I want them to be careful is, you're going to break your neck, right? That's like the worst example I can think of. So that's our go-to thing. And yet so many people look at other things for their health and how to keep themselves safe when in reality, that spine, that suit of armor over our spinal cord is such a priority. It's easy to think about like what we call, which we'll dig deeper in future episodes, the big, you know, macro traumas, right? The things that are just big, obvious issues, accidents and things. But there's little stuff that can hurt us, right? Like mess with our suit of armor. One of those is like posture, right? Like the way we stand, the way we sit, me sitting at a computer all the time, or twisting weird on a ladder to try to plug in an internet cable for a couple hours. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so like with that, with the posture, you know, most people, they automatically think, oh, your spine, it helps keep your body upright and keep you. So if someone has bad posture, they think spine, but usually people think about, you need to address that curvature or scoliosis or head forward or whatever, because it either looks bad or maybe it's starting to cause pain, right?
Sure, sure.
And unfortunately, by the time someone is actually having pain or symptoms in that way, usually the problem's very significant. I mean, it's been there for a long time for most people by the time it actually is causing that. Okay. Because only 10% of the nerves in your body tell you how you feel. You know, those are your sensory nerves. We covered that on a past episode. But the key thing is the efficiency and overall health of the system that controls your body is the most important element of your posture. And so with that, there's a study from, I was wanting to share with you, Medical Journal of Spine, where they took a team of doctors and they studied 752 people.
Okay.
And they're evaluating their posture from normal posture. And it showed that all measures of health status showed significant poor scores as posture deviations increased. So even went on to say, like, even minor forward head posture was shown to be detrimental for breathing, heart rate, pain, and disability. So basically, you think about, we have a normal postural structure of our spine, that how it functions the best and allows those nerves to get through the body optimally. But if we start, our head starts going forward, or we start shifting in our curvatures, or how we sleep, or injuries that have occurred, and so on. We'll go over those in a different episode.
Yeah.
But things can happen that start to affect your posture and your structure of your spine, which then it only makes sense that that's going to have an impact on the nerves that are traveling out. Because a lot of people, they don't realize, out of your spine, those segments, those moving, bending segments, there is these nerves that come out of the spine, right? Those delicate little nerves that are what control everything. So you can imagine, the more the structure's off balance, then it can start interfering with those nerves.
Sure, yeah.
And the research shows, too, that only the weight of a dime, 10 millimeters mercury or pressure, can cause up to 60% of blockage in that transfer of information. And so you think about, that's not a lot of pressure that can start to really interfere with how things are functioning. Someone may still have no pain at all in that area, but it can really start impacting function.
Wow. So symptom being the feeling the effects of whatever's going on, maybe feeling like your posture's bad because, oh, my posture must be bad because I've got this crick in my neck, or feel like I've got a pinched nerve or whatever. Those are those body signals, but they come long after the issue started most of the time.
I mean, yeah, most cases. Now there are, of course, you know, somebody gets a car accident, they fall out of the tree on their head. That's probably what caused their problem, right? But most things are kind of more of a chronic, or habits, sure, or things that are occurring over time and it finally starts to happen. So for example, somebody bends over to tie their shoe, something they do every day, and all of a sudden one day they can't get back up, right? More than likely it wasn't tying the shoe that caused the problem, but it may have been the last straw that broke the camel's back. We go in, we take a look and evaluate the spine, how the nervous system is functioning, really look in detail of the condition, the health of the spine, and do some digital x-rays if needed. And then we can, and many of those patients, they have phase three degeneration in their spine that has completely destroyed their disc. So, which is those little cushions, those little shock absorbers in between each segment, there's a little vertebral disc, right? And it's that disc can get worn out faster the longer the problem's been there. So that's where people can have problems for years and years and years and never even know that they have an issue. And then all of a sudden it can be the last straw that broke the camel's back. And with that, the interesting thing about those, the discs, those shock absorbers, the thinner those discs get, the more compression and more of a risk it has of actually interfering with the nerves that are traveling out. So those nice thick discs is helps keep pressure off the nerves so that way that information can get through properly.
Gotcha. So is that, you hear a lot about arthritis, right? Mm-hmm. Like what is that, is that have something to do with those discs and that sort of thing? Arthritis, how does that, what does that come into play as a, because that seems to me like something that either people feel like is inescapable, like you're just going to get arthritis someday, or it's something that people understand that my bad habits over time have caused this to happen, right?
Right.
People kind of get it with arthritis. That's kind of how that works. Is that kind of what you're talking about? Is that related to that?
Yeah, that's a good situation. That's great. There's arthritis is kind of a general term that a lot of people use for, but with arthritis, it typically is when it comes to the spine, they're usually talking about degenerative disc disease. Hmm. Or arthritis in those arthritic joints in along the spine, which is a breakdown in how that's functioning. And that is, a lot of times people go, hey, it's arthritis, it's normal for your age, or right. I have it genetically, my grandpa had it, my dad had it, or whatever, all these things where, yes, you can have predispositions or weaknesses like we've talked about to go in tendencies to head a certain direction, but depending on how you're actually taking care of yourself, your lifestyle, all that can have major impacts on whether or not that arthritis occurs. And so, like we've kind of given the analogy, if my truck got out of alignment, I hit a curb or something and it got out of its alignment, what happens to the tires?
They start to wear different places where they shouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, when I'm not going to get near as many miles out of
and
those
that
tires,
too.
Right?
Yeah, they're going to get worn out.
So good thing is we can just replace those tires. But with our spine, if our spine is out of alignment, whether we feel it or not, it is causing more wear and tear and stress to that, and it can destroy those discs, and that's where it can wear that down. And there's the interesting about the disc, it's made up of these two different layers, this connective tissue. There's this annular ring of a connective tissue, and then there's in the middle of it this nucleus pulposus that that's where you hear of someone that, like, say, has a herniated disc, right?
Okay.
So the disc can get worn out, but also sometimes that disc can, there's damage that can be done and it actually causes a tear in that tissue, or it can get so bad, that tear, to where that little gel-like substance, that nucleus pulposus, can actually extrude or shift into the spinal, in the canal where the nerves are at. And that's where, unfortunately, at that point, many or most need surgery to go ahead and remove that, because it's from a chiropractic standpoint, if it goes to that level, then it's very limited on what we can do for that particular area.
See.
But I'm sorry, I'm jabbering on, but there's one I wanted to share with you, because it's kind of an interesting story. Is we have a guy one time, he came in, you know, I think he was around 75 years old, and he came in and he said, hey, I know I've got arthritis in my back and I've got arthritis in my neck, but this is my issue going on. And we took a look at his x-rays, and yes, he had arthritis, but one thing is I was helping Bob understand what was going on with his neck. Is the top part of his neck had super healthy discs, and the spinal segments were looking really good. The lower part of the neck, there was phase three degeneration where the disc, there was nearly non-existent. So I was asking Bob, well, hey, because he was saying it's normal for my age. The doctor said it's normal for my age, whatever it is. And I said, well, Bob, how old is the discs in the top part of the neck compared to the ones in the lower part of the neck? And, you know, he thought about it for a minute. But unfortunately, because the lower part, you know, he said if that arthritis is normal for his age, of course, then the whole spine should look the same.
Exactly. Right.
But but the reason why that was worn out is because it had been out of alignment and not functioning well for so many years that it had aged and kind of like a cavity in our teeth, it can cause rotting and deterioration. And that's what that is.
I see. So the idea that we're talking about, that we're going to continue talking about as we move through episodes, is what we can do to keep ourselves out of that situation, right? Prevent ourselves from getting there. And posture, paying attention to your posture, working on your posture, thinking about how you stand and how you sit during the day and that you're taking breaks, that sort of thing. Those are all going to be things that are unpacked and explained or thought about even further as we move forward. But another one is adjustments, right? And just briefly, sneak peek into the future, kind of, for the episodes at least. You know, what do adjustments do besides make a pop sound? You know, what do adjustments do that actually help with your suit of armor being in a healthy place so that your spinal cord and your the messages can get through that to the rest of your body?
Yeah. Well, of course, that's where whether they have pain in a segment or not, in our office, there are different styles. Actually, there's like over 250 different techniques of chiropractic.
Wow.
So there's a lot of different approaches and ultimately goals when someone is getting chiropractic care. So in our office, we want to be very specific to find the primary areas of the spine that are not working right and make a very specific adjustment. And there's several different ways and tools to do that. To restore the proper function in there. So like we see everything from, you know, elderly adults and athletes, but also even newborn babies, right? So sometimes people are like, well, parents will bring their babies and their children in. It's just like you did, right?
Yep.
And then how many parents would say like, what, you take your baby to the chiropractor?
Oh yeah, they open their eyes wide like, wait, really? After 2 days of after they were born, they went to the chiropractor? Why'd you do that? Yeah.
Yeah.
They haven't had a chance to fall out of a tree yet or whatever. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, so, and they also, they're also thinking about the danger of like, that's
sure.
Got to be really dangerous. And I can understand because we, if they've been adjusted, sometimes it can seem aggressive from different techniques and things. Like the videos like you watched,
right? Yeah.
Right? So you can imagine them thinking
about...
They didn't
wrap a towel around my baby's neck and pull as hard as they could. That's not what they did.
So, but a few ounces of pressure, once you detect where that is at, a few ounces of pressure... to restore the proper balance and function to allow that to work right. It's amazing. You adjust babies and children differently than you do adults, just like I would adjust an osteoporotic 90-year-old woman differently than I would a 250-pound football player, right?
Yeah.
And it's just things you would take those into account. And one of on that note of adjusting is, some people have already had surgeries. They have all kinds of arthritis, and they've had metal rods and plates and screws. And yes, we take care of all those in our office.
Yeah.
Currently, we have patients that everything they've been through, we still are able to adjust them, but we may have to be very limited in certain areas or segments because of what's going on with them.
Mm-hmm.
But they still have the whole rest of their spine and the nervous system that needs to be making sure it's taken care of. And with that is if they have had a surgery or arthritis or something going on, then usually the areas above and below are taking on more stress.
Sure.
Okay.
And eventually they'll have a problem too.
Yeah.
If they don't already.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so it's key, you know, taking care of those properly. So one thing, kind of an interesting fact is, a lot of people will talk about, well, how much does weight have to do with your spine, right? So when it comes to the stress on the spine, if somebody, for every pound that someone is overweight, it's another 4 pounds of stress or weight on the actual spine. So, for example, if someone is 200 pounds, then that's 800 pounds of pressure and stress on the actual spine itself. So you think about 10 pounds, 20 or 40 pounds overweight can really increase the amount of stress that's being done, that's your body's constantly having to deal with. And those stresses can cause the aggravation, inflammation, and cause the spine to wear out faster in certain areas.
I see. So the adjustments go in and help open that up and help with that. And but there's just so many factors. And that's what the Better Results Faster class and this Better Results Faster series is all about, is exploring each of those factors of our health. Because coming in and getting adjusted by a chiropractor is you know, if you're a chiropractic patient, it's maybe step one, right? But there's so many other things that we have to do and rely on. And yeah, so as we close up the show, this episode, again, already, we're already at that time, but I just want to encourage everybody, if you have any questions about anything Dr. Heel shared about today, or any questions about chiropractic in general or our office, you can email us at info@hillfamilychiropractic.com. That's info@hillfamilychiropractic.com. Also, if you're watching a video of this on YouTube or on Facebook, or you see the post on Facebook, or you want to message us there or leave comments, any of that is definitely, we'll see that, and we'll respond in an episode to any of those questions that you may have. And so, yeah, hopefully we get some folks chiming in, telling us, you know, what they understand, what they don't. You know,
we love the feedback, and because this is for you. So, I mean, the reason we're doing this is to try to help break things down and hopefully help the trajectory, or help people get better results, even if you're not seeing a chiropractor, just to understand more of not only chiropractic, but just how to better take care of your body, your spine, your health, your nervous system. So I'm excited to unpack some of the other things to come too, that's going to help understand how to better take care of the spine and keep it more stable, and what causes those problems in the spine, and so forth and so on. And we've got a lot still to unpack, but tune in.
Yeah, we're going to learn the magic word next week, I believe, the magic word of what we call those interferences in our spine. And we're gonna dig into some of that stuff to where we can do that. And then we're going to really get into, after the foundation has been laid, get into, you know, what we can do to help ourselves be stronger, healthier, and happier. So thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you, Dr. Hill.
You bet. Thank you.
I enjoyed chatting with you again. And
it's fun.
I like whenever you start geeking out about the science of all of it, because it's very fascinating to me. So hopefully listeners will enjoy it too, because I'm never going to stop you from doing that. not that I could. You're the boss. And so, but hey, don't forget to subscribe to the show on the podcast, any podcast app that you use to listen to our podcast. If you're watching us on YouTube, go ahead and subscribe there too. You'll see this plus other videos that we post here and there. And you can follow us on Facebook. You can learn more about our office at hillfamilychiropractic.com. And we will see you next time on Stronger, Healthier, Happier. Thanks very much.
See you.